set for Peoria Chiefs baseball. The Chiefs get set to take on the Cedar Rapids Colonels in a lovely evening for baseball here at Dozier Park. Kyle Howell set for the Chiefs and Megans. Jose Montanez for the Colonels. The Colonels come in with a 76-46 overall record. 36-18 in the second half, and this is the lineup of manager Jake Maurer. Jonathan Murphy in center field leading off. Nico Goodrum, the shortstop, batting second. Max Kepler, the first baseman, bats third. Right fielder Adam Brett Walker in the cleanup spot. Mike Gonzalez, the DH, batting fifth. Travis Harrison, the third baseman, bats sixth. Joel Icahn, the second baseman, in the seven hole. The catcher, Mikel Quesada, batting eighth. And in the ninth spot, Jeremias Pineda, the left fielder for the Colonels. They'll face left-hander Kyle Hellasek. Hellasek 7-4 with a 3.31 ERA. 20 games, all starts for the Chiefs, 108 and two-thirds innings, 112 hits, 49 runs, 40 of them earned. He has walked 38 and struck out 81. So it's time for our auto owner's insurance keys to the game. And the first key is that the July Kyle Hellasek shows up. Hellasek has struggled the month of August with a 9.35 ERA and a pair of starts. So if they can get Kyle Hellasek back to his old form, that would certainly be good. And then the other auto owner's insurance key to the game is jump on Josue Montanez early in the first inning and get the Chiefs offense running since they have struggled the past couple nights. First pitch from Kyle Hellasek to Jonathan Murphy is over for called strike one. And we're underway. Well, Hellasek working quickly now inside. 1-1. Murphy on the year, 289. One home run, 16 runs driven in. Has struggled against lefties, hitting just 132. Swung on and missed a big rip that time. On the curveball from Hellasek. Hellasek also throws a fastball, a change, and a slider. Four-pitch repertoire. He works from the third base side of the rubber. The 1-2, swung on and missed, strike three. That's the first out of the game. And the first strikeout of the night for Kyle Hellasek. So hopefully this portends good things for the Chiefs and Hellasek, that he can bounce back from a pair of really rough outings. Went just 2 2/3 innings on August 5th, and 6 innings, gave up 9 runs, 4 of them earned, a little bit better against Clinton, but got a no decision his last time out. Nico Goodrum steps in, and looked at a fastball in the inside corner called strike one. Goodrum, the shortstop, batting 250 on the year, 3 homers, 42 runs driven in. Hellasek winds and fires. This is a ground ball chopper to the shortstop, Juan Herrera. He throws across, and Goodrum is retired. So let's check the rest of the Chiefs' defense in the outfield. Bravik Valera, C.J. McElroy Jr., and Charlie Tilson from left to right. Donomaro Vargas at third base. Herrera at short. Bruce Caldwell, the second baseman. Jeremy Schaefer at first, and the catcher tonight, Gerwins Velasco. So that'll bring up Max Kepler with two away. Kepler, the first baseman. 251 in the year, 8 homers, 34 runs driven in. Low and away, ball one. Kepler, one of a plethora of high prospects, highly ranked prospects in the Cedar Rapids lineup. As Hellasek delivers the 1-0. This is a ground ball foul. Down into the Chiefs bullpen on the first base side. Kepler, the number 10 prospect by Baseball America. Number 8 by MLB.com in the Twin System. He homered last night. A solo shot in the fifth inning. He'll look at a slider on the outside corner. 1-2. Kepler also doubled, scored a pair of runs in the Colonel's 7-1 win. Hellasek delivers the 1-2. Foul back out of play. Kepler protects the plate there, stays alive. The count remains 1-2. Kepler, left-handed hitter, facing the left-handed throwing Hellasek here. 1-2 again. Fastball high. Count now even, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Chiefs come into this game tied with Clinton for the wild card in the Western Division. Lumber Kings now a half game up after beating Kane County today. This ball fly out the left. Blair drifting back, still drifting back, about 5 feet in front of the warning track and hauls it in. So we're through half an inning. No runs, no hits, Nobody left for the Colonels. It is No Score here on the Chiefs Radio Network.